This is Happiness Solved with America's Happiness Coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It is my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories. This thing called life can be challenging, and my guests share their amazing stories, wisdom, and life lessons that demonstrate anyone can choose happiness. You see, happiness is a journey, not a destination. I'm Sandy Scarlatta, America's Happiness Coach, author of Happiness Solved. I'm a retired U.S. national and international figure skating coach, a gold medalist in ice dancing. I've been a certified life coach since 2004, and I have been inspiring others to shift their mindset and choose happiness for over 20 years. As we approach the holiday season, please make sure you take the time to take care of the most important person in your life, you. If you find yourself feeling negative, stressed, overwhelmed, or any other negative emotion, stop and take some really deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Then I want you to think about everything you have to be grateful for. You can use this exercise to start your day and to reset your day at any moment. Thank you so much for listening, and I am so grateful for you. Hello, Dina Lobo. So excited to have this conversation with you. How's everything going?
Really great. Thanks for having me, Sandy. It's my pleasure to be here. So excited.
I know. And it's great because we've had at least one Zoom call together prior to this.
I think we did a connection call and then, we were chatting a little bit on the DMs, but today we're getting to see each other again and yay.
All right. So you're a certified trauma specialist, love and authenticity practitioner, women's coach, and founder of CEO Transformational Spark Coaching. I love your passion, how you help individuals overcome their mental health and emotional roadblocks, empowering them to transform their mindsets so they can live the life they truly desire. I mean, what more can you ask for? And I want to dive into all of that. But first, everybody has a story, and I love hearing people's story and how you got to this place. So tell me more about that.
I love it. So I'm a mom and I live in Canada, Saskatchewan. I came here from Dubai. I was working in Dubai for a bit. And after university, so I'm a software engineer with my degrees and all of that. And then I remember this point in my life where I feel like it's partly generational, where you want to feel like you have done it all, like you want to be accomplished with your degrees, right? So that was one of, my thing in the past where I felt like I did it. I was accomplished, but I remember getting hired through one of the tech companies called HP, one of the biggest companies, and where
they're
I
huge. Did
not have a project back then, right? One of the biggest companies. And I recall getting hired and not having projects. And then I had to take the leap of faith and go to Dubai. That's, my sister was there. I felt a little bit lost there. And at that point in my life, it was such a dark moment because passing those engineering exams and, becoming an engineer and not doing something in software or programming was really, really, really debilitating for me. And I recall that, that point in my life where I told myself that, hey, I know that I was meant to do something bigger. Like, God, you show me the path. Like, I just surrendered. And I recall how everything clicked for me. Although it wasn't software, I started something doing for businesses, right? I was someone talking and getting in business for a shipping firm, and started off into their financing and then doing sales and marketing. And I was a forefront for them to get business into the company. So now when I look back, all of those dots are just perfectly connected because I was meant to do something so much bigger. And I, in Dubai, I remember that time where I was getting myself established, also hitting wrong relationships in my life. And there were lots of ups and downs. Like, I had to go through my own emotional roadblocks and mental roadblocks. Although my parents did an excellent job giving me education and, you know, giving me the best life, but yet I remember those ugly days where I had to cry by myself, like that emotional support where I can go and tell them everything. That was not the case. So yes, I did have those emotional roadblocks that I hit. And then from Dubai, finally, I told myself, like, you know, I was doing well, the bills were going good, paying bills, living paycheck to paycheck. That was the case. But one fine day when I was like disheartened with wrong relationships, I was just like, I told myself, who was Dina? What was she meant to be? What is her core values? And I wrote a letter to myself. I still remember reading that letter, coming back from work, really like, you know, this is not me. Just looking for my sister to come so that I can have a drink and, you know, feel like I want to put a bandaid on all of my difficulties and challenging situations. I said, no, this is not me. I was meant to do something bigger. And I detached from all of that who Dina was. Of course, I didn't know how to heal traumas and stuff like that back then. But I just started visualizing what relationship that I wanted. And of course, I met that perfect life partner. We did some long distance relationships. He was born and brought up in Canada, and that's how I'm in Canada now. And coming to Canada again, you know, I had to start from scratch and reestablish because I left my family and friends behind. I had to go through a diagnosis. I think I had a lot of trauma to release. And so I had to go through multiple surgeries myself. It was very difficult to become a mom. And on top of that, having had a baby during COVID, it had a whole new level of stress in my life. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I just knew I was meant to do something big for women who struggle, to teach them how to live unapologetically and to step up, to speak up, to speak their truth and to take their power back. When I did coaching and went through my healing of my own trauma, relationships started changing in my life. There was more prosperity, more abundance. That's when I knew I was not meant to work in the bank anymore, just helping people with finance mindset. I was meant to step up, be that leader that I was, own all of the negative experiences, because right now I am the dot to all of these ladies and women in my world, you know, and they're having the deepest transformations. So that's where the Transformational Spark Coaching was birthed. And I'm so proud of the amazing transformations that I bring and offer to all of these women and providing them tools with emotional and mental roadblocks. And that's where my journey starts. And we're just beginning here.
Yes. Isn't that the truth? I think we all are. And that's, thank you for sharing all of that. That's really great. So when it comes to having trauma, because I suffer from PTSD, so I know a lot about it. But for the listeners, what types of, because you shared some of the things that you've experienced after you've worked through some of it. What are some of the things that women and anybody goes through when they have trauma that has not been dealt with? How does that affect them emotionally and physically?
Yeah. So a lot of women in my world, and including myself, it was very difficult and challenging when I was actually living trauma because I had a lot of voices running in my head, right? That I was not good enough, that I don't belong, I don't have the perfect body, I don't have the confidence. There was a lot of bullying that happened. There was a lot of shaming. Sometimes women go through a lot of sexual abuse and not knowing what to do and not having emotional connection with parents. So what people go through is various different things, but what I can speak to is, Sandy, it gets to a point where you either shut down completely, it becomes an identity crisis, or you feel like any comment, anybody something says is a threat to you. So you start creating worrisome fantasies in your head, and that becomes your dominant voice every single day. And when that bear visits you and is in front of you every single day, guess what? You shut down, or you freak out, or you try to be very defensive. So people in a spectrum go through various different stages in their life. from shutting down to being very defensive to passive aggressive behaviors. Everybody's different, you know, depending on how optimal their environment was. Yeah. So confidence, lack of worthiness, right? You feel like you're going to fail again. So there are different things that we tackle. But in an instance, what I can say is there is always a way out of that. There is always a transformation that is possible for each and everybody.
Yes, for sure. And I just know that that's, I've lived that through my own experiences. But I really, one thing really stuck out that you said, and I want to emphasize it and talk about it just a little bit more, because I feel like it happens so often to so many people and they don't realize it because you're just so used to it. But we start making up stories. And I think you use the word fantasies.
Yes.
Like for me, I'm just dumbing it down. We make up stories.
Yeah.
And you make up things that you think are going to happen. And somebody will say something. And instead of saying to yourself, which is more of a healthier way to be like, you know, that's about them, not me. Because it took me years to get to that point when somebody makes a snide remark. Instead of me saying, oh gosh, they don't like what I'm wearing, or, you know, my butt is too big, or maybe I've gained weight, or they don't like my hairdo. You know, we start going to all of those dark places. You know, today I'm like, you know what? That's about them, not me. Whatever they think about me is none of my business. But it takes a lot of practice and time and consistency to get to that point. But the stories that we make up, and trust me, I still go through it just for certain things. And my mind will just start going. Like, put me in front of the TV. I love true crime. I love true crime because I like the mystery. Yeah. I found myself the other day like, oh, what would happen if I was, you know, called in of something, you know, and I start going. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you going to this dark place? Like, it's ridiculous. But that's where our mind goes. And it's okay. And it's normal, you know.
We're wired to see all of the negative things, and we hit that really hard. Like, we push our emotional buttons with our experiences from the past. Usually, right. What sees the negative pieces, and that speaks to us very loud. Yeah,
it does. It does. So, what do you tell some of your clients? Like, what are some quick hacks?
Very powerful first step is you really need to know what are your fears, underlying voices. Where's it coming from? I was meant to become an engineer for this because I've engineered the process now. It's a proven technique. Like,
I love it.
All of those dots were just meant to be, Sandy. I love it. So the first step is really how I started building my worthiness is being very honest to myself. How did I do that? Step in front of the mirror, even though I had a lot of shame, guilt, resentment, right? One fine day when I understood that it is where I'm headed to, that needs to be my focus, and all of the toxic energy and the negativity that people are focused on is me giving my time and focusing on the negativity is me inviting more of it in my life. When I understood that clearly, I was like, this is not where I'm headed to. This is not my core values. So the first step is really ask yourself, a little younger Dina who was in her heart space, who wouldn't worry about what anybody would say, criticize, judge her, she would speak up for herself. She would be her own cheerleader. I was like, how can I adopt that mindset right now? And the first step is you walk up to the mirror. The first day I did that and called my name and I said, I love you. It felt really weird. But guess what? Every day I started building connection with my reflection. And every day I started building connection, she was there. She did not fail to show up. She did not fail to show up. There was a story. And that helped me every day to trust and to show up, to parent her. And when she started speaking about a story where she felt guilty, where she was criticized, where she was bullied, or where something was not meant the way she wanted it to be, I had to step up as a leader. So today, being a leader is one of my core values. And if that's the case, I have to speak up and advocate for myself. And how did I start doing that? Standing in front of the mirror. That gave me so much strength to speak up in an educated and elevated way to my reflection. Every time she had a story, I had a story right back. to her. And that built our connection so much. And every day I was laying a foundation or a foundation. And today my foundation is stable. And it's a work in progress, right? It doesn't mean that I don't doubt myself. That's not the case. But I don't crash real bad because I have tools to support me when I have those ups and downs in my life. I don't sabotage when it goes really good. I'm like, when is the shoe going to drop next? I'm freaking out. There's 10,000 money coming in right away. When am I going to lose it all? A lot of people do. But the first thing was me accepting the fact that looking inwardly and saying that, Dina really needs love right now. She has a little story. She feels really helpless. She has those lashes, you know. I had to accept that. I had to love on her. So when I saw the reflection, when you see your reflection, there's always a story. You have to listen to it. Listen, and you say a story back. It's always a win-win. First thing I would say anyone.
I love that because, and I actually was like, oh, I'm going to call the episode this, you know, being a leader for yourself.
Yes.
Because that is something that I haven't really heard it put in those specific terms, but I really like that because I think that, you know, here's the thing. The light bulb's going to go on for people, whether you say it, I say it, or somebody else says it. We're all saying kind of the same things,
but
we're saying it in different ways. But whatever works, right? But I love that because so many people, you know, they want to be a leader. You got to be a leader for yourself before you can be a leader for everyone else.
Exactly.
And I love that.
Last month, Sandy, I had an event that I called Becoming the CEO of Your Life. That's you becoming a leader and advocating for yourself. So that we're moms, we're entrepreneurs, wife, daughter, sibling, family, in-laws. There's so many things going on in our world. We need to be able to be emotionally present right now whenever there's challenges thrown at us, right? And that, whenever, like, so when this happened just last month, I had to show up. There's people registered showing up. And guess what? I had a traumatic event in my family. My husband had multiple surgeries, was bleeding, like through his nose, mouth. It was very awful. And I went back to the mirror. There Dina was, very insecure, wanting to cry, break down, wanting to cancel, reschedule my past self, freaking out. And I said, I'm making it about them. I'm advocating for myself. I'm showing a real-time experience how I am able to deal with this traumatic experience. And you believe me, everybody resonated with it. Because challenges can be thrown at us at any point in time. If we don't have the tools to be emotionally present and to soothe that reactivity that is happening in front of us, we cannot manage people. I wouldn't have been able to manage my husband, his parents who are freaking out, my parents who are freaking out, all the people showing in front of me and saying, Dina, please help me, and my daughter crying there. It was a total mess, Sandy. But me stepping up, talking to my fears out loud and seeing my reflection, that gave me the energy boost. And I saw the worthiness again. And I saw her. She was a little bit more stronger this time. And she said, Dina, you got this. You were placed into this situation and this challenge because you are a dart for so many people showing in your life. You are the leader today. And I took that motivation, Sandy, and I showed up.
Oh, Dina, I love it. I love that because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all
humans.
We're not only are we human, but we still have that inner child within us that needs to be, you know, because that child, when we were children, we were told things that weren't true. We were told, you know, things were said to us that were not true at all. And we still carry those with us. Those limiting beliefs, we carry them with us. And so it really is. When things happen, we revert back to that and we become small again. And that's when we have to step up and be a leader for yourself and be your own advocate, right?
Be your own advocate, yes. And there's so many people. And me understanding that I was put into this situation because it's happening for me and not to me was such a blessing.
Yes.
Because that gives me that confidence that, hey, there is something that I need to learn out of the situation. So the second thing, Sandy, I would really say to your viewers and audience is you separating yourself, you becoming the observer to your pain. When you are able to do that and view it as a, you know, a third party, oh, this is happening. This is my younger self. This is the situation. Someone saying a comment, you having an argument with your partner, you know, your relationship is not that good with your boss, you wanting to step up or whatever that looks like. When you can separate yourself and pause and you have tools to support your emotional reactivity and say that, hey, now I see what's happening. You don't attach an emotion to that pain. That is the game changer. And this is the powerful tool when, you know, becoming an observer, an outsider to your pain and situation and pausing and looking at it as, whoa, I see this is happening. My past self would do, would be angry, would be mad, would say something mean. But me right now, looking at this, I understand I need to do something polar opposite. Let me send them love because this is not about me. It's about them projecting their insecurities over me. Understanding those little things,
yeah, right,
is you helping everybody else. Because when you go back now, you're not like, oh, did you say this mean thing to me? You're 100 times worse. It's like, no, 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 wait a second. You're hurting right now. What you need is real love. Tell me how I can love you more, how I can support you more. And then everything starts shifting around you.
Yes. Amen to that. That's incredible. Incredible.
Thank you.
So this has been such a great conversation, Dina, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, but what's next for you that people can look out for?
Yes. So for myself, I am big on getting transformations. I have been through multiple surgeries. My doctor said every month that I had, I was pregnant every night for every month, like up to my 9 months, leading up to my 9 months, I would go to the ER because I was bleeding. Doctor said, you know what? You're going to lose that baby. Just be ready. Prepare yourself. And I kept telling myself, no, I'm holding the vision of becoming a mom, having a family. I don't care about these multiple surgeries that I had. I was put through this because I had to heal through that information because I now am healthy. Let me tell you, people go through multiple diagnoses, broken relationships. The first thing is grieving and transforming yourself. If I can, if Sandy can, everybody can. So please reach out. Let me help you. Because there's always a way out, you know, out of your broken relationship, your health, your finances, your prosperity. Let me help you because there's always a proven strategy. If it has worked for me, my clients, your audience, just have to reach out. Yeah. Because the readiness needs to come from the individual, from each one of us.
Well, that's the big thing. You have to be ready and you have to want it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
For sure. So I will make sure all of your contact information is in the show notes so people can reach out to you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience before we wrap this up?
Yes, Sandy. First of all, thank you so very much. Like, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And, you know, it was nice to see my chapter one and, you know, again, see how far I've come. So thank you. My last comment to your audience is wherever you're at, just accept yourself. Because self-acceptance was the biggest missing piece in my life. When I looked inward and I accepted myself for who I was, and I detached from all of the judgment, criticism, guilt, and shame that I was holding on to, the opportunity started clicking in my life. The relationships got it so much better. So many clients said, Dina, I'm ready to pay today. Please help me. If you're looking for all of this today, just know that acceptance will help you build that confidence, the worthiness that you're looking for, which will set you in this momentum to unlock the next level of success.
Awesome. Dina, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much. You have so much wisdom to offer the world. So thank you for being who you are. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so very much. It was my pleasure to have this opportunity and to share my wisdom with everybody here. Thanks, Sandy.
You're awesome. I certainly hope that you enjoyed today's interview. Thank you so much for joining me. And as always, I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.